listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. 12 days after the local government election, and we're still no closer to knowing whether Adam Bellow or Andy Ireland will be the next mayor of Livingston, with 85% of votes counted. Electoral Commission Queensland says preference counts can only be made once all ballot papers have been returned, but the deadline for postal votes to be accepted has already passed. We've asked multiple times why the count is taking so long in some parts of the state, but ECQ hasn't given us any more information. Meantime, Rockhampton's council has officially been sworn in, with Drew Wickerson named as the new deputy mayor. It's been 24 hours of chaos on CQ's roads as emergency services brace for the long weekend ahead. Five people were hospitalised after a bus crash in the Banana region yesterday. A person was seriously injured when their car hit a building in Emerald. A bike rider has been struck at Park Avenue, and that's after crashes in Gracemere and Emerald in the early hours of yesterday morning. Police have warned they'll be out in force over Easter, particularly targeting drink and drug drivers. And in a few years, it's gone from an idea to a flagship event, and organisers are promising a bigger and better Rocky Nats 04 this weekend. Ticket sales are up on last year when 57,000 people passed through the gates. Zach Garvin from Advance Rockhampton says there's some new additions to keep return visitors happy.
Got Skid Row. So for those of you that don't know what Skid Row is, it's like doing a burnout but in a straight line. We have the Matt Hall Red Bull planes in the sky. We have the drive-in movie theatre playing Mad Max.
In sport, entrants in tomorrow's Brisbane to Gladstone yacht race will be hoping for smoother sailing than last year, where challenging weather slowed the race by a full day. Celestial claimed line honours last Easter. She'll be back for another crack when the race leaves Redcliffe tomorrow morning.